Yeah, it went well yesterday, and the race was it was competitive, and I came through at the end, and it was I was just delighted, to be honest. I settled in after about the first K, and then I ended up down about sixth position at 2K. And, well, I knew from training that things was going well and that I felt good, and I just had a very strong last K and took me right into the pole position with about a lap to go, and I had a tight battle with the French guy right to the finish line, so it was a great result from a strong race.
Yeah, looking at it, it must have been very tight. Looking at the times, only a half a second between you, it must have been very close after such a long race.
Yeah, just coming off the last bend, I just remembered from the race in the indoors that you just have to go to the line, because I got passed there in the national seniors, and I just remember just to give it 100% right to the line, and if I hadn't given it 100 right to the line from the last bend, I would say your man would have just passed me, because there was just a quarter of a second between us. So yeah, it went well. I was delighted with it. So early on the week I did a kind of a bit of a session just to see how I was, because I was just after travelling back from Australia, so with all the travelling I wasn't sure how the fitness was, but I was delighted with the whole week.
Yeah, obviously you're in great shape.
Yeah, training's been going well this last couple of months, so training with the Letterkenny group there, and just from the sessions I've just been getting stronger by the week, so it's going good.
I'm just looking down through the times. Was it a really tactical race? Because there seems to be a big group of players there, or runners, sorry, within 10 seconds, there seems to be 7 or 8 runners there.
Yeah, well, going into the race, I got a call the night before just to let me know that there was just to let me aware of who was in the race. And you don't really know these guys, but just going on the times that was posted, there was a few guys that was quicker times than I have done previous, so and races like that there, sometimes the first K wasn't as fast as normal, because everybody's kind of watching each other, and it became a bit tactical for the first 2K, so, and then it was just kind of a very fast last K all round by everybody, so but going on the times now, it was kind of pretty close to probably what everybody can run. Maybe there's a few guys could run quicker, but sometimes in championships like that, it just doesn't often work out that you'll get PBs. It's more to do with racing for the championship than quick times.
It's going to look nice in the mantelpiece, Kieran, a world title. Has to go with your 3K steeplechase outdoor masters title in Sacramento last year, so you're stacking up the trophies.
Yeah, it's been a good year, so it's just been the consistent training, so it's a thing I didn't get in the past. It's only this last 2 or 3 years that I've really got it a bit more consistent, so I can see the benefits now of more consistent training, so looking forward to the summer now. It'll be the national seniors in July. They're on a month earlier this year because of the Olympics in London, so I'm looking to target 3K and 5K on the track, steeple and on the flat, just to try and get me PBs down as low as possible.
What's next for you, Kieran?
Well, we've the national road really is in 2 weeks, so it just depends how everybody is. We've got a large squad, so it's going to be tight to pick a team, but depends who's available and who's fit for this one 2 weeks tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have a strong team to compete in that there. But after that there, it'll just be focusing on track races and some road races and getting shape for the end of, or the beginning of July for the nationals. That'll be the main target for the summer.